Good morning. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. It's been 10 years since women have been allowed to serve in combat in the U.S. military. Liz Escobedo is an expert on women in the military and an associate professor of history at the University of Denver. She said by the time the policy officially changed, women had already essentially been on the front lines in conflicts like Iraq and Afghanistan.
We see that what is considered combat is really arbitrary.
More recently, current Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has voiced concern about women in combat roles and whether they're meeting the same standards as men. The Grand Junction man convicted of a series of bombings in the early 90s is headed back to court. CPR's Tom Hess reports prosecutors have exhausted their appeal options to block a new trial in the case.
James Genrick has been in jail more than 30 years after being convicted for a series of bombings that killed two Grand Junction residents. A new trial was ordered after attorneys from the Innocence Project proved that a key piece of evidence used to convict Genrick was based on debunked science. Genrick is scheduled to appear in court for a status conference in early January. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
Edgewater is set to become the first city in Colorado to use a new law that lets cities raise the regular minimum wage without also increasing the tipped minimum wage. Under Edgewater's new pay structure, hourly workers will earn at least $18.17 an hour. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.